Boker Tov, everyone. We are in the bottom of page 125. Moving on to 126 finally today. We are still in the middle of Resh Bei Hei Siv Beis. Last time we had an introduction over there, we saw Machlokis in the Rishonim. What is preferable to use for Shnai Mikravecha Targum? Is it the Targum Unkelis as brought down to the Beis Yosef because it was Nitna B'Sinai? Or, like the Rish says, it's better to do Perish Rash. Perish Rash is preferable. Now we can understand why, because it's mefarsh more be'omek, it explains you more things from Chazal, and therefore Rashi is not if. And the Beis Yosef finally tells us, like the Mechaber Paskins over here, after he brings on the Machloka, says over here the Mechaber, Imloman, Parsha, where's Rashi, Chashi Kvot Targum? Okay, is Kamot Targum, I mean the Pashasitz Targum, those who say Rashi is just as good, if not better, the Yeri Shemayim, Yikra Targum Vigam Perish Rashi, and Yeri Shemayim should go ahead and do both Targum Unkelis and Perish Rashi. Why? Because you get the Arbach of both of them. Rashi, because explains more in depth, but Rashi has a Chisarn, because it doesn't explain every Pasuk. Targum Unkelis, because, also, it was Nitna B'Sinai, which we'll talk about in 1 second over here, and therefore you get Targum Unkelis. However, ask the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskel Targum, he doesn't understand, what does this mean, it's Nitna B'Sinai, Targum Unkelis, as if Rashi was not Nitna B'Sinai, everything was Nitna B'Sinai, we know the Torah is given to Moshe Har Sinai, not the Lizkain, it's Gainal Nevi'im, V'chulei, the Masorah there, everything comes from Sinai. So over here, says the Bir Halacha, about 5 lines down, on page 126, Dibur Maskel Targum, little Perish Rashi, he got Perish Rashi, says, V'hine, V'hame'ayim B'Tosis V'arosh, you're the Svila de Davka Loshen Laj in Perish Maspik Griyam Targum. When it was saying over there that Targum Unglis, because it's better because it's getting into Masinai, that wasn't as opposed to Perish Rashi, it's as opposed to a Pasha translation into another language. We might think to say Targum Unglis, oh, this is a Perish, it's a translation into Aramaic. No, Targum Unglis is al pi chazal also, and therefore is nitna b'sinai. I will perish a torah shemefarsh at ha'inim emilos, v'al pi esodus chazal kamo perish Rashi. But another perish like Rashi, which explains the psukah al pei the esodus chazal, lo griya mitargum, it's not worse than targum that it was not nitna b'sinai. So sort of the Bir Halacha rejects this whole inyan that targum unkelis is nitna b'sinai, and Rashi was not, even though it sounds like that, what the Beis Yosef was trying to say. But in Cain, so why we should just do Rashi, not unkelis? Because you still have the other problem, as explains the Hemshech and the Bir Halacha over here, is that Targum Unkelis explains every single pasuk, which Rashi does not. And therefore, Yiri Shemayim should try and do both of them, and therefore you become a Kaim all the Dinim. You have the best Perish, and you got every pasuk, and therefore that's what you get if you do both Rashi and in Unkelis. That's what the Chavetz Chaim explains. Okay, fine. What about now, what about a translation into another language? What about reading in English? Is that count? What does that count for? Is it good? Is it not good? So we have over here the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, "Sivkot nalu b'feirush Rashi." He says, "Shu mefarsh the mikra k'mo mefarsh haTargum yoter mimen." Who explains even more than the Targum? Aval in krav b'shar la'as. But if you read in another language, "Shu mefarsh rat emilot nechud," that just explains the translation. Lo yatsi yedei chovasu makom Targum. It does not take the place in the place of Targum. Sounds like over here that you would not be Yotzi. However, if you look in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Hei, does not sound like that. Says over here in Sivkot Hei, Choshev Kibbutar, we said Rashi is like Targum, Valken Yotzi Mashikar Shnei Bami Mikravecha to Perish Rashi. Therefore, your Yotzi, Shnei Mikravecha Targum, if you do 2 times Mikra, 1 time Rashi, Votom Sukkah, Shinali Perish Rashi, Yikro Otom Gibbul Pami. So if from one, he tells you when you're doing Rashi, if you're doing Rashi, the Psukim that you don't have, that Rashi does not explain, then you should read those that pasuk a third time. Okay, that gets quite tedious. Trying to figure which pasukim yes, which pasukim no. Okay, fine. So it says over here, Misha'inu bar hochi shiavin a perish Rashi. What if you're not on the level to understand perish Rashi? So roi li krop be perish Torah sheish b'loshin Ashkenaz bismaneinu kigon sefer tse'enu orenu kiyotzei ba. At the time of the Chavetz Chaim, there was a famous sefer called Tzer Enu Renu, which has just told the story of the Chumash. It would go over, it would explain with, like a targum of the words. It was basically a translation with a little bit extra here, a little bit extra there. Okay? Hamavar, it's a parshal pirish perish Rashi, shar chachamiz al benuim, al yisoda talmud. So over here, everyone asks, what have you just said, the Mishnah Berurah a second ago, that a perish does not help. Over here, it sounds like that it does work. You are Yotzei Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, better Rashi, but this Tzeh Enu Rena would go ahead and work. So you medayk from the Mishnah Berurah. You already see the answer, but I heard this also from Rav Berkowitz, also from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, the same chiluk over here. It all depends. What's this parish? If Mishnah Berurah over here, Steve Cotton Dallin, is talking about like the Jerusalem Bible, which is just a parish hamilos. It's just a targum in English of the words, a pashut translation of the words, not yotze, but a translation that incorporates also the words of Chazal, Rashi, and the way that they explain the Pesukim, that does work over here. Better Rashi, but if you don't want to do Rashi, you are going to be Yotze with this. And therefore, all the different translations like Rav Aryeh Kaplan's translation, and Rav Shimon Foshin Shafal Hirsch's translation, and even the article, if you look at the Dhamma article, they say they explain such as a Pesha translation. They throw in words based on how Rashi is going to translate the Psukim, so it is Al-Pi Chazal also, therefore you would be Yotze by reading the article translation of, so a literal translation, not Yotze. A translation that embeds in it the words of Chazal, then you are going to be Yotze Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Okay? However, let's see. What will be better, though? Unkelus, we know you're going to be Yotze, it sounds like. But what if you don't understand? I don't understand Unkelus. Okay? You got their make over there. Harder words, you get maybe things here and there. But mostly you don't understand. Are you going to be Yotze? Some posts will say, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. You're not going to understand the Targum. That's worth nothing. You're not going to be Yotze. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted in Licha Shlomo Yudbeis Arim Memches. Also, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal even says further than this. He holds that you are Yotze Targum Unklus. Even if you don't understand Targum Unklus, you would still be Yotze Shnayim Mikra. You're still going to be Yotze Shnayim Mikra. So, Lamaisa, what should one do? Obviously, the best thing to do would be Perish Rashi and Unklus. You'll Yotze all the Shitas. And if you do Unklus, by the way, what the harvach of doing unkelus over there is, you're going to translate every pasuk that Rashi does not translate. You don't have to read a pasuk three times, two times psukim, one time unkelus, and you also have parish Rashi. That's what we say here in Shemaim. That would be the best way of getting everything, especially now where you have English translations of parish Rashi. You're going to be yotze like that. That would be gewalt. By the way, side point, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal holds the new unkelus translation into English. If you just read the English, not yotze. Okay? Because then you're not... It's not an English translation, and it's not really Unklus. It's an English translation of Unklus. He says, you're not going to be Yotze. You'd have to read, actually, if you could read the Targum Unklus and then the translation to English, Gevaldik, for sure you're going to be Yotze then. But just to read the English side, you would not be Yotze by Targum Unklus. You actually have to be Targum it into the Aramaic, according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. Okay? So therefore, Rashi, if you can't, if you don't want to do that, so if you do, you throw in an art scroll translation or an English translation, and order Unklus or Rashi, that's also Gevaldik. You'd be Yotze, definitely Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Could be even Yotze the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar Yiri Shemaim if you would do two of those things. Okay, but if you do Unkelus, according to Nevinzal, even if you don't understand it, you're Yotze. If you do Rashi, you're Yotze. It sounds like you have to read the pasuk again, or at least do Targum Unkelus and those things. By the way, you'll spend more time doing that. Just read the whole Unkelus or all the pesukim a third time. You'll probably spend less time than figuring out which pesukim you don't have Rashi, a parish of Rashi over there. Okay? According to this, you also Yotze, if you just do an English translation that's Al-Pi Chazal, you would also be Yotze. You also Yotze, maybe not the best way, but you would still be Yotze, your Chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here. Okay, let's just read through Sivav because he has a bunch of beautiful things about Rashi. He says over here, Targum began perish Rashi, ki a Targum yesh lo maila, shenatam besinai, v'gamu v'farsh kol mila v'mila, if you want to say natam besinai pshat, or the other maila of Targum Unklus, it has every single word, it explains every single word, perish Rashi yesh lo maila shum v'farsh, tina al pi madri chazal, yotir mea Targum. Better Rashi because it explains the things miotar al pi chazal more than the Targumus. Uve'emes kein roi lino gulichol adam, that's the best way for every person. Shilmad b'chol shavuah sidri Parish Rashi. Livad mi'at Targum, except for the Targum to also do Parish Rashi. Tiyesho kama parshios b'taru. Uberpat chilek vayikr. Shiyesho lavin and klali de Targum l'chut. There's certain parshios you just lack and understand if you just do Targum unklus without Rashi. Okay? It says, Vishayno b'yado Targum, rak chumash levad yeshlo. Yikr shnei pami mikro. V'acha yishnem lo Targum yomar. If you only have a chumash that just has chumash, it doesn't have Rashi, it doesn't have unklus, you'll only have a Tanakh. So at least read two times the chumash, and whenever you get the Targum, you'll go ahead and read through the Targum. Lo yikra pasuk mukhar kodem mukdam eli yikra b'seder. You shouldn't go out of order. You should go in order of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. I don't know b'di'evit if you did do it, you're not going to be yotze. But obviously, you're better to go in order. Okay, then we saw earlier on this next line, Yogi lo yikra targum tchila v'achakacha mikra. Don't do first targum and then mikra. Eli yikra lecha tchila, shnai mikra makodem v'achakach targum. Or as we said, some say, one mikra, targum, and then a second mikra. That's also okay. And then he adds another din of aware. Im esher lo shalo yasik b'shnai mikra v'echa targum. If you could read through all shnai mikra v'echa targum without being mafsik at all, al shum davar, hu tov v'yofim od. It's a good and beautiful thing if you can do this. Again, I've seen the Medakti do that. They go through everything without being masked. Now the Shartzian says even further. Says the Shartzian, Os Yiral, nearly. This is even in between two Parshios. Even between a Parsha Psucha and another Parsha Psucha. In between Parshios. But if you're in the middle of an Inyan, it's not a Tova Yafa. It's Nikur to dinner. He says you're not allowed to be masked at all. Kamo Shamro Chazal. Someone stops learning Torah and starts battling with his friend. Feed him burning hot coals. Not so pleasant. Vashar shalazek even bear hate. Shekada made this with the bear hate. Mint the iser gadol hasim mikra b'shnai mikra v'echa targum. V'dibor it's an iser gadol to be masik over here b'shnai mikra v'echa targum. Okay, that's very strong language over here. Sounds very scary. Hold your horse 1 second over here, because we have some kasha. What does it mean? It can't be masik. When he quotes a chazal over here, that it's kilu. You're gonna achal, because you're vatal, in the middle of Torah learning and you stop. So that applies to all learning, but it's not something miyuchad for shnai mikra v'echa targum. So look at Moreno Rabbeinu, and that's he points this out also. Hi, Mr. Bro. Says over here, sorry, Dibra Maskel, the F sharp. Yeah, I am a Shadbur, so if you caught in Ches, Shagro Kar B'choyom Achar Tfilah, Mikzas Min HaSiddush, Menar Mekha Mekha Targum, the Gro is knowing every day to learn a little bit of Shnai Mekha Mekha Targum. You go from Parsha to Parsha every day until you finish the end of the week. So the Gro was not, was pretty medactic. The Gro was pretty medactic. He did not go through all Shnai Mekha Mekha Targum and be Masik. Okay, maybe the Gro was never Masik from Torah. Okay, so therefore, even when he stopped after that, he just went to the other league, whatever. But you see over here, he did not continue in Shnai Mekha Mekha Targum. Then came Mutl Asik. We see over here, says Rav Zal, that it's Mutl Asik. Gamlo Borolani Estait. He also says, Moreinu Rabbeinu, I don't understand. Mahabdel bin Afsaka bin Parshal, Parshal bin Afsaka bin Saninana. What's the difference between Parshios in the middle of an Indian? Both of them are stopping from Divrei Torah. V'chein, Ma'alu Shnai, Ma'ali Shnai Mikavecha Targum, Ma'ali Shar Divrei Torah. Why is he bringing this din over here? What's the difference between this or are you in the middle of a Charusa? Or are you in the middle of any other Limud? Okay? V'tzarech, Ian Rodem and Saul leaves off Tzarech Ian over here. Therefore, verb from other posts. Also, now that, listen, it's a lechatzchila. If you cannot masik gevaldik, that's a great thing not to be back with shnei mikra v'echa targum. Number one, does not mean that you have to do all shnei mikra v'echa targum in one bunch. If that's not going to be the best for your shnei mikra v'echa targum, you're just going to run through it in this way, and it's going to be much better shnei mikra v'echa targum. Do it splitting up like the gra split up, then do like the gra, then you should split up the shnei mikra v'echa targum and not do it all at one time. Okay? That's, I think, a dover poshut. Okay, but even more than that, if something important comes up in the middle, it's no worse than any other type of limud. You don't have to worry about this kichali rathamim. You're gonna get a thunderbolt. The lightning's gonna hit you. If you're masik in a shnai mikavecha targum, you should try not be masik. If you could try not be masik gvaldik, but not to go too crazy as the nevins all over here. At least tzarich learning in general in all learning. Don't be badly learning. It's a good musar in general. Don't be mevatel your learning, because you continue learning until the end of the Seder, until the end of the Chavrusa, whatever it is, and not the mevatel at all. But you see over here, maybe there's a bigger Indian by Shnai Mikra to try and finish at least a whole Indian before being masik. Let's do one more halacha over here, Siv Gimel. Miyom Rishon we saw before in Sif Aleph, it told us the Yufre Afal Pisha Adam Shabia Kol Atar Kol Akol Shabbos Tzibor Chayim Likros Atzim Bechol Shavua Parsha Otoshua Shnai Mikra Echa Targum Afil Atar Zvedivon, right? You're supposed to do it with the Tzibor Chayim Likros Atzim, but it's supposed to be done with the Tzibor as the Gemara told us over there. Okay, Sif Gimel tells you what does it mean with the Tzibor. Miyom Rishon Ve'ela Choshev Yom Tzibor. Sounds like from the Chaber from Sunday, from Yom Rishon, that is when it's considered with the tzibur. That's when you can start the next week's shnai mikra v'echa targum. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin, that's lav dafka, kevin shematchilim b'minchosa d'shabos likros parsha shavua haba. Since we start reading at mincha the next week's parsha, nechshav shua kori kori mitzibur. Therefore, it's considered like your kori mitzibur. Imkei, Therefore, when he says it starts from Sunday, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's lav dafka. I believe even for the Sardim, he's explaining the Mechaber. He's not arguing with the Mechaber over here that you could start lechatchila from zman mincha. It's not when you daven mincha. It's when the tzibor starts. As long as mincha gedola hits, you already could start shnai mikra vechatargim of the next week. That's going to be mutter at that point. And then adds the Mishnah Berurah, the Kadon Ches. There is a mitzvah in Mufchar to do it on Erev Shabbos. Some of them used to do it dafka on Erev Shabbos by Mishar Tshuva. However, this is where he brings down the Gra, as Rav Nevinzel pointed out, the end of Sivkot Nechatz over here. The Chaim B'Sefer Ma'aser Rav Kotav Anhagas Agra. She'enoig Tekev Achar Tefillah. Right after Shachris every day, B'chol Yom Likro Mitzas Mi'asedro Shnai Mikro V'Chatargum U'Ma'aser Be'er Shabbos. He would do a little bit every day, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he would finish off Shnai Mikro V'Chatargum on Erev Shabbos. So if the Gra did it, you could be Yotze, you could rely on that. Even lechatchila, once again, as we said many times, whatever best for your shnai mikra v'echa targum, okay, you have to take consideration also your other starim when you're a yeshiva bachar, also your other starim, but what's better for your shnai mikra v'echa targum is an important thing to keep in mind. If you do it slower throughout the week, it's going to be better. Then it seems like they should do like the Gra. Ad kan for today.